The news in touch with your world. I'm Leanne Kuntz. Good morning. 32 arrested after Northwest Mayor held hostage and annual national assessments to be replaced. 32 people, including 9 women, were arrested by Lichtenburg police late last night after Ditso Botla local municipality mayor Daniel Buthelezi was allegedly held hostage by a group of protesting community members. A group of about 35 people stormed into a meeting at the municipal offices and demanded Buthelezi address them. They were unhappy that the ward was not included in the integrated development plan. Police spokesperson Sabata Mohoboni says Buthelezi was held at the municipal building from 4:30 p.m. and was released after successful negotiations by police at 1 o'clock this morning.
What happened is that during our negotiations, we managed, actually the hostage takers demanded to be taken home with their taxis, of which was arrested. But immediately after they departed municipal offices, they were arrested. At this stage, the situation is still quiet, but we are maintaining our presence in the area.
Mohoboni says community members allegedly also set part of the building alight. The fire was, however, quickly extinguished. No firearms were found in the suspect's possession. They're expected to appear in the local magistrate's court soon on charges of kidnapping, arson and attempted murder. The controversial annual national assessments will be replaced by the National Integrated Assessment Framework. Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga announced in Parliament yesterday that the proposed framework was structured on offering elements that integrated diagnostic assessment tools, summative examinations and independently administered systemic evaluations. The framework's diagnostic tests will be based on test items from different topics designed to assist teachers to identify and remediate learning gaps. The first batch of diagnostic tests will be distributed to schools this year. Motshekga said a systemic evaluation will be conducted once every 3 years to a sample of learners in grades 3, 6 and 9. The first cycle will start next year. A national summative assessment will form part of the end-of-year examination for grades 6 and 9. The ANAs, which test literacy and numeracy, drew the ire of teacher trade unions because, according to them, its results were used to name and shame schools and teachers. And the financial woes of the Kopanong municipality are responsible for the water crisis in several towns. This is according to Blum Water, which is responsible for the bulk water supply to the area. The Water Board responded to detailed questions about the water crisis at clinics in the Gariep district, which came to light during an oversight visit of the National Council of Provinces to the area. Members of the council visited several hospitals and clinics, and a lack of water seemed to be a problem experienced across the board in Reddersburg, Edenburg, Springfontein, Tromsburg and Philippoulos. Blum Water said it's reducing the pressure of the bulk water supply in accordance with the percentage of the payments it receives as per an agreement it received from the municipality. Meanwhile, the DA's Marriott Pittaway says she's written to Water and Sanitation Minister Nombula Mokonyane and requested that she urgently intervenes. Top story at 7. 32 people have been arrested after Ditso Botla local municipality mayor Daniel Buthelezi was allegedly held hostage in the Lichtenburg municipal offices last night. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.